I'm now joined in the studio by Peter from St. Francis Hospice. Good morning.
Very good morning to you, Joe.
How are you?
I'm very good. Nice uplifting start to the hour there. Some good
it was.
Songs.
Good, yeah, strong
really
start.
Yeah, feel good now. Yeah, sun shining outside, start of a day, nice crispy ground with the frost and the sunshine. Lovely, really good.
I've got that feeling it's going to be a better day than yesterday.
Fantastic, yeah. No punctures today.
Hopefully, yeah. So Peter, as he does, as I said, at the start of every month, comes in to give us a rundown of all the forthcoming events. What are we going to talk about first, Peter?
Ooh, we're going to talk about, I suppose, first of all, thank you for those who took part in some events we were organising the last month, because it's always nice to appreciate what people have done for us, because we do rely on volunteers and we rely on supporters, and all sorts of people have been helping us out. And last month, we had a series of events, fantastic fundraising. Those might remember we had a Santathon at Barking Dagenham Football Club early in December. Lots of people running through the streets of Dagenham dressed as Father Christmas. In fact, we had hundreds and hundreds of people doing it, and we managed to raise over £20,000. So many, many thanks to everyone who supported that event, took part, whether you were actually running or sponsoring someone who was running. Over £20,000 raised on that day. Our Christmas market did really well up at the hospice as well. I think we got over, I think it was 10 or 11,000 on that day. Absolutely amazing event. We had Carols at the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch event. That raised over £1,000. And we also had our series of Light Up a Life events, including the service at Brentwood Cathedral. And collectively, I know they've raised a huge amount of money. I haven't got the final figure on that yet, but it is, we're talking about thousands and thousands of pounds. So collectively, an amazing December, amazing fundraising efforts from everyone concerned who supported us. And many, many thanks from all of us at St. Francis Hospice for anything you've done to support us. And of course, why we ask for your help and support is so we can provide our services for free. Everything the hospice offers in terms of whether it's community services, whether it's our day therapy unit or inpatient unit, all those services of our nurses and doctors are provided for free. Though we're not part of the NHS, we are partly funded by the NHS. They fund about a third of our costs, but the other two-thirds we have to raise ourselves, and we're talking about £6.5 million a year, which sounds absolutely humongous sum of money for just a local charity to raise. But the amazing thing is, every year we manage to raise that sort of money, thanks to your help and support. And I'm sure 2015 will be no different, all being well. Touch wood and lots of support and hard work, I'm sure we've managed to raise that £6.5 million again this year. So I'll tell you in a few minutes about some of the ways you can help us out and raise that money this year. One of the ways, though I will mention straight away, is our lottery. If you haven't got into our lottery yet, I do encourage you to do it at the moment, particularly. The way it works is there's a guaranteed £1,000 prize winner every week, every Friday. And we also have a rollover, which starts at £500, and if it's not won that week, it rolls over and it doubles up, it goes up by £500 each week. Well, that's actually been running now, I think it's 45 weeks it's been rolling over. It's up to £22,500. If it doesn't go this Friday, it will be £23,000 available to be won in next week's draw, on top of the normal regular £1,000 first prize. So if you haven't got into this yet, and it's all local people playing and getting involved, do please sign up for it. You can do it at our website, which is sfh.org.uk, sfh.org.uk. Click on the lottery button. You'll see it on the homepage right at the top there. It'll tell you all about the different ways you can play. And something new for 2015, we've been doing this because there's been lots of people coming to us saying, yeah, I'd love to sign up by direct debit and get involved, but I'm going to not get it done in time for the draw next Friday. Well, we've introduced a way where you can sign up literally just for the following week's draw and pay online, do it all online. As long as you do it by Tuesday of the week of the draw, you're in that week's draw. So if the rollover doesn't go this Friday, and you can see all the results posted every week on our website, sfh.org.uk. We list all the winning numbers every Friday. If that doesn't go, it'll be a £23,000 rollover next week. And as long as you go online and buy a ticket by Tuesday, you can be in that draw and the chance of winning it. And it's just £1 a ticket, just £1. So it's less than some lotteries I could mention, other events, just £1 to enter. At sfh.org.uk, please do join our lottery and get involved with thousands of other people and give yourself a chance of winning a huge amount of money next week, and of course supporting us on a regular basis. And it's a way that an awful lot of people get involved and help us out. Just £1 a week, don't really notice it when people set it up by direct debit, and they get a chance to win lots of lovely money. So please do support the St. Francis Hospice Lottery if you can do. And the other thing I would have just mentioned briefly before we take a little break from me is our shops. The shops are doing an amazing job. They bring in about £500,000 a year for us, and of course we've got two in Brentwood in the High Street, one that's dedicated to furniture and a general shop up at the top end of the High Street. They do an amazing job. Most of the people who work in the shops are volunteers. They're giving their time for free to help us out. And we rely on your donations. And particularly this time of year, what we really ask people to do is to think, well, after Christmas, are there a load of Christmas presents I didn't really want? Are there a load of stuff now that I don't need because I've got new stuff, so I don't need the stuff I had before? Whatever it might be, if you've got stuff to get rid of, clear out of your house, have a big spring clean. It's that season coming up, isn't it? And then please do take any of your goods down to our shops. You can drop them in straight into our shops in Brentwood High Street, the two shops there. They'll take your donations and bags and sacks. Almost anything we can take. Sometimes people think we're only going to want really good stuff. Well, to be honest, we love really good stuff. That's great. But to be honest, we can take your not-so-good stuff too. So even, for example, old bras. We don't sell them in a shop. We just bundle them all up. They're sold by weight, and we can make money on that. We can make money from old clothes of all sorts. But, of course, if you've got nice coats you want to get rid of but don't fit you anymore or out of your fashion style, then give them to us, because I'm sure someone else might find they are their fashion style, or they want them for dressing up, or they want those 80s clothes for that 80s party they've got planned for later this year. An amazing number of people come to our shops, and it all relies on donations. That's how we make money for the shops. We don't have to buy the stuff in and make a small markup. We can obviously get the goods donated, and then whatever we sell them for, that money goes to help our nurses and doctors at the hospice. So if you can help us out and want to clear out, please drop them into our shops. If you can't get easily to the shops in Brentwood, what we do have is a thing called drop spots, and they're all listed on our website. These are places where it's a little bit easier perhaps to drive in and unload your boot full of goods you want to donate, and there's a whole range of those places all over the area, and you can check out the details of where they are at our website, sfh.org.uk. So I think that'll do for me for now, won't it? And we'll talk about our January sale in just a moment or two.
More from Peter next.
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with St Francis Hospice. Run for us in the Brentwood Half Marathon this March and raise money to help us provide care for local people. Call 01708 771427.
Superfood with Right on Satellite on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. 22 minutes past nine on Wednesday morning, and I'm still joined live in the studio by Peter from St Francis Hospice, and I believe we are going to talk about the January sales next.
Yeah, we haven't done this before, but someone had the bright idea to offer our own January sale. Of course, we do a sort of sale in the shops, but this is a sale for our various forthcoming events, and we've got series of events coming up. You've probably heard mention of some of these, and you can certainly find details of all of them on our website, sfh.org.uk. But we're offering discount on the entry fees to get involved with some of these various events, in fact four in particular, starting off with the Mud and Madness event, which is next just a few weeks away, Saturday the 7th of February at Stubbers Adventure Centre in Ockenden Road in Upminster. It's a 7.5 kilometre action packed assault course, open to men and women. You can do it as a sort of a serious challenge, set yourself a time and a goal, or you can just have a load of laughs with a bunch of mates getting very wet and muddy. It's mud crawling, it's heart pounding, it's adrenaline bursting, and it will test you to your limits. It's like a real proper assault course, and it has a canoes involved in it, climbing, jumping, all sorts of things, and a lot of mud, hence the name. And places are normally £50 on that, but we've got a 10% discount if you sign up in January, so you can get involved with that for just £45. And of course, what we try and get people to do is to raise money to help us fund our nurses and doctors. So that's our Mud and Madness event. Sign up now if you want to get involved with that. Also, we're offering in January 10% off our price for our Audience with Elvis event, which is coming up, in fact, not a million miles from here, just down the road really, in Worley at the Derougement Manor Hotel. This is Friday the 13th of March, auspicious date for some. Tickets are normally £35 for that. Again, a 10% discount for January in our sale. £31.50 gets you a three-course dinner and music from Sal Bashir, who's a fantastic Elvis tribute act. In fact, you might have heard him here on Phoenix FM. He was on the 1-2-3 show with Mike Scott, I think, just before Christmas. And I was listening to it, and to be honest, if you closed your eye, you would not have known it wasn't the real Elvis. Absolutely amazing talent this guy's got. Superb range of Elvis songs, right back from the stuff from the 50s to the 70s stuff. Really, really good night out. Audience with Elvis at Derougement Manor Hotel. It's Friday the 13th. But if you want to sign up, do sign up and get involved this month, because it's 10% off the price. So it's £31.50 if you sign up. Have a great night out at Audience with Elvis at the Derougement Manor Hotel. We're also offering in January 20% off off the Big Yellow Queue, which is our massive quiz event, which takes place literally a stone's throw from where I'm sitting at the moment, at the Brentwood Centre. Happens every summer. And again, you get full details on where and when that's happening at our website, sfh.org.uk. But this month, 20% off entries for that, so just £8 if you sign up for that this month. And lastly, we're offering 10% off our sign-up fee for the Star Walk event, always a very popular event in the centre of Romford, in fact, based in the Liberty Shopping Centre, where we start and finish. Normally £12, I think now it's £10 if you like to enter the Star Walk. That happens in July. Huge ladies-only walking event through the centre of Romford. Masses of people get involved with that. Big, big fundraising event for us. But if you think, even vaguely thinking about signing up for it this year, do it before the end of the month and you'll get a discount on your entry fee. So that's our January sale. We'd love for you to see you or your colleagues, your friends at any of our forthcoming events. And as I say, we do list them all on our website, sfh.org.uk, or indeed, I'm sure a number of them are going to get listed at the Phoenix FM website. All sorts of events going on to cater for all different sorts, some very energetic, some very muddy, some very relaxed, chill out, all sorts, taxing your brain or taxing your physical stamina. We've got a range of events, really something to suit everyone. So if you can get involved, I would sign up in January as part of our January sale.